Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are, my friends. It's Wednesday, the 21st day of the new year, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, VirginUtah.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and we're getting ready to launch some more websites for you, ladies and gentlemen, on more redundant systems and servers. Because we've had federal government denial of service attacks going on about 10 times a day, that is confirmed, by the way, it's been looked at. And so when we get attacked, we just expand. That's what we do. They're taking pro-life websites off the internet. They are taking environmentalist websites off the internet, both extremes of the political spectrum. That is, anybody that isn't going along with the establishment is being shut down. Pro-life demonstrators are being arrested and beat up. At the same time, Green Party activists can't get on airplanes and fly around the country. They're on the no-fly list. They arrest protesters who demonstrate against Bush on public streets, standing in amongst people that are Bush supporters, and they say those that disagree are not allowed to stand with signs protesting. And federal courts have said, yes, that's the new America. People who go to the World Trade Center site and stand on public sidewalks with signs saying Bush engineered 9/11 are being threatened with arrest. And that was caught on tape. It's a new atmosphere where we don't have a First Amendment. People don't even know what the First Amendment is. And slowly but surely, they try to silence dissent because it's hurting them so bad. Now, I don't agree with the environmental land-grabbing activists that aren't under federal control, but I will fight to the death for their right to have free speech. You know, I was sitting there last night watching my atomic clock when Lord Bush started giving his State of the Union. He began speaking at exactly 9:11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That was interesting. Everything 9/11, probably just a coincidence, just like his dad on 9/11 in 1990 giving a New World Order speech. Just so happens 9/11 is the emergency number, and on the one-year anniversary of 9/11, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange came up 9/11.000, and the New York Lottery came up 9/11. It just keeps on happening, but quite interesting. We're going to go over some of the State of the Union. Bush said he is not for amnesty. That's right. Total, blanket, complete legalization of everyone that's here or gets here in perpetuity, bringing Americans jobs to their knees, shipping in foreigners to take those jobs. And sure, an American can't work for $3 an hour, but we'll bring a foreigner in who will do it, as Bush said. And I watched the Republicans and the Democrats, and hardly anybody, I'd say one out of six members of Congress, you know, for every 10 people in a row, you might have seen one or two people maybe stand up and clap when Bush was telling everybody how much they love amnesty. And I saw Democrats who weren't clapping, and some that were clapping for the amnesty, laughing. And they would show close-ups of their faces, and you'd hear him saying, or see him saying, "Can you believe? Man, what a lie. Boy, he's got guts." Because Bush is saying, this is not amnesty, and it cuts to their faces, and everybody's laughing. The Democrats are laughing. Republicans have got their heads down, looking angry. Some of them, a lot of them, were enthusiastically praising the end of America. But so we'll go over the lies. It's no longer weapons of mass destruction. Now Saddam had weapons of mass murder. They're changing the semantics, too.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Last night, I sat there and watched Bush's entire speech, his State of the Union, and I realized how primitive we are, how easy to manipulate we are. I mean, there's Bush reading off two teleprompters, a speech written by some of the best speech writers in the world, and then after the speech, Bush was praised at what a great speaker he is, and man, he was really eloquent, and wow, he put his point across. The media, the so-called liberal media, was acting like, you know, this was actually Bush's ideas or his lies. And he did a good job. He's getting better at teleprompter reading after 3 years of it. He only stumbled a couple times. You know, in the old days, imagine a president actually getting up there with just a few notes and actually talking to the Congress. But watching everybody stand up like chimpanzees and, you know, clap for the head ape. And watching Bush go through his repertoire of his Rolodex, his encyclopedia of lies, just trying to chronicle them. I have a 10-page printout here of Bush's entire State of the Union speech. I was trying to highlight some of this last night and this morning, but I did several radio interviews last night after the State of the Union. on Jeff Rentz for 3 hours and then another interview, so I didn't get much sleep. I've been trying to go over this. But did you hear him? He said, this is not amnesty. And hardly anyone clapped for that one. The Democrats more than Republicans, though the Republicans, of course, are going to vote for that unless we put enough pressure on them. And he said that Saddam Hussein, if we wouldn't have gone in, would have been continuing his weapons of mass murder programs, no longer weapons of mass destruction. Now they're weapons of mass murder. He spoke out against torture again. Funny, Donald Rumsfeld in the audience has spoken out for torture, and the news and the media have told us how it's a great virtue now, but I guess it's a virtue when we do it, but it's bad when a ten-horned dictator like Saddam does it. And there were just so many lies. It was just lies and half-truths all rolled together. And he talked about how they're going to cut the deficit in half. Ladies and gentlemen, the government has grown by 45% in the last 3 years. 45%. Double the level of growth in the entire Clinton administration put together. We have double the growth in 3 years compared to Bill Clinton's 8. Double. And no, I'm not defending Bill Clinton, please. I get accused in emails, in faxes. I wish you'd call into the show that I am now a liberal because I'm against Bush reauthorizing the assault weapons ban. He said last night the Patriot Act's a wonderful thing. Need to expand that. I'm bad because I'm against open borders. If you want to use the current paradigm or semantical term, I am the most right-wing creature imaginable. But, again, according to you, the new neocon, I guess I'm the most communistic person imaginable. I mean, that's how turned around, how your heads are screwed on so crookedly that it just boggles my mind. What is wrong with you? Now, I know it's a small minority out there, but I do hear from you. And I'll be polite to you. I've been being polite to folks that disagree. How on earth is Bush conservative? Yeah, he cut $87 million of abortion funding and then increased the total population control and sterilization and abortion funding by $3 billion. See, I mean, I'm tired of smoke and mirrors, folks. We're losing this country. But what about Bush? I'm going to read his quotes here later in the show, later in this hour, saying that the Patriot Act's good and why we can use this against money launderers and drug dealers, why can't we use this against terrorists? Well, let's discuss that. Some of what is in the Patriot Act 1 and 2 has been done through statutes and in government regulation in the last 10 years in the drug war. It's true. They pull up. No drugs are found. They do a raid on your house. They find potting soil in the Rose Garden, and they seize your $300,000 house, saying the potting soil is paraphernalia. I type into a search engine, home seized because potting soil was found and is called paraphernalia. Every week I see articles where an old lady or a young person's pulled over with $2,000 in their purse or wallet. Cops just take it. No drugs found. We talk about Tulia, Texas, 50-plus black people, no criminal records, no drugs, no paraphernalia, 20 to 90 years in prison on the word of a cop from another county who was paid as an informant $1,000 per conviction. He would just randomly mention people's names, people he never even met. He'd just get their names out of the phone book and say, I bought drugs from them. That's admitted. And I see those articles all the time in the news. Every few weeks there's, you know, some new case of police framing people. Not even criminals that they're framing. You know, that's how it starts. Well, these are criminals, we're going to frame them, and then the police become total criminals and then start framing everybody. And so Bush says, yeah, we've been using this against criminals for a long time. Why not against terrorists? And it's true. In several cities around the country, if your 20-year-old son has a beer party when you're out of town, they seize your house. You can't have a jury trial because it's a city ordinance. And so is a misdemeanor, but the penalty is taking your home. So this is the new system. Yes, they've been doing this for a while. You've all heard the stories of the asset forfeiture seizure horrors. It was a big, a couple years ago, big article out of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer that actually told the truth and said it was wrong and talked about how police now in Seattle, police officers, own about a third of the bars. And we mean nice bars that serve food, everything. How did they do that? Police will go sell drugs, marijuana, cocaine to people in restaurant bathrooms. And if one person buys drugs from a cop in your business, and it's happening nationwide, they will seize it, and then they end up getting your restaurant, and cops end up personally owning it and running it. But in Seattle, it got worse. The cops couldn't get people to buy drugs from them, and so they would sell drugs to their informants. The cop would meet with the informant, selling some cocaine in the bathroom, take them in a fake arrest. They'd later drop the charges, and the cops would get the restaurant. They own a third of them. That was 2 years ago. So, yeah, Bush, he gets up on TV and says, well, we've been doing stuff like this for years in the drug war. Why not do it now for terrorists? And it's what he said is true. If you support all that, if you support what's happened, yes. I mean, they say, hey, we got rid of Posse Comitatus in 96 publicly. They'd really gotten rid of it in the late 80s. We got troops out doing drug raids nationwide. Why not have them fight crime and terrorism? That's what General Eberhardt and Bush and Franks and Secretary of Defense Cohen before Rumsfeld, that's what they all said. You know, Army Times in 97. We need troops on the streets, armored personnel carriers on every street corner, Cohen said. And I warned you, and now they're announcing they're going to do it. So, yeah, I mean, Bush told us the truth in a weird way. He said, hey, we've been using this for other stuff. Why not use it for terrorists? But here's the problem. It expands the stuff they were doing in the past, the criminal activities, and it makes the definition of terrorism any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law. That's most misdemeanors and almost all felonies. And so now they don't just take your house and put you in jail for a couple of years with no drugs found. Because you had a cooking scale. He doesn't have one of those because you had a timer, a cooking timer, because you had potting soil in your rose garden. They take houses. People spend years in prison for that. Yeah, the cops sleep well at night, shipping you off in the paddy wagon to jail. Now that doesn't happen. You don't even get a trial under the Patriot Act. You can be secretly held. They spy on your lawyer. They can secretly ship you to a foreign country. They can torture you. So that's what Patriot Act 1 and 2 do, is they expand all of this. We're in a lot of trouble. And Bush also implied that, we're on this holy crusade and we're going to invade all these other countries now. Well, again, this is very, very, very serious. But it shows that they're on the defensive. He goes, we're not an empire. The Patriot Act is good. This is not an amnesty. All lies. This is not an amnesty. The Patriot Act is good. We are not an empire. So they're in trouble. And the problem is everybody thinks it matters who's going to be president, whether it's that psychopath, that beady-eyed nutcase, and he really is, folks. You can just look at him, hear him talk. Dean, or whether it's George W. Bush, it does not matter. Whether it's John Kerry, they're both skull and bones. John Kerry and George W., I mean, that doesn't, I mean, that's a rigged deck right there. So what do you think about the State of the Union? Then we'll get back into new developments on WTC7, the owner admitting they demolished it on September 11th, and just so much other news. Just wait till you hear about the fake lie detectors they're going to be giving all the police. And now they're going to be deciding you've committed thought crimes. This is unbelievable. That's coming up, too. And phones that don't use audio but beam it into your skull, those are now on sale in Tokyo. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antique parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll free 800-686-2237 and order the documents of freedom. Don't wait, do it today. The number 800-686-2237. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be taking your calls concerning the State of the Union. Bush said our republic is in good shape. That's another big fat lie. But so much of the important info on this show gets discussed during the breaks. I was talking to Mark, who runs the show, because I discuss a lot on this program the fact that I don't watch much TV, but when I do turn it on, whether it's NYPD Blue or LA Law or any of these shows, 24, Threat Matrix, every time I turn TV on and flip to a drama, to a fiction show, police are torturing someone, and it's good. And he said, yeah, have you seen that new show that that has the guy who was the commish on FX called The Shield? And I thought about it, and yeah, a couple months ago I tuned in, watched the end of a show, and they were torturing some guy, and it turned out that they were good. Torturing him was good. And I said, what did you see in the episode you saw? And he said, well, they're torturing this kid, jabbing a needle into him on the back of the badge to get answers from him, and the police come in behind the other cops, and he goes, they're torturing me, and you know, they're hurting me, and the cops say, I don't see anything wrong with you, despite the fact he's bleeding. And all these weak-minded people sit there and watch this, and then, oh, that's normal. And see, cops all identify with that, so in the real world, they're going to do that to you. And they do it all the time. Next time you look at a cop wrong, and you are in a bathroom for 3 hours, having a toilet plunger rammed into you with blood pouring out of your body, just remember that they're the good guys. You should thank them for it. Folks, this is scary. This is scary. I mean, we got police here in Austin that sit outside the topless bars and pull the drunken dancers over and say, come with me and do some business or you are going to jail right now. And so you've got the crime official oppression of rape going on, and also they're putting a drunk driver back on the road. Am I saying all the cops do this? No. I'd say about 5% do stuff like that. 20% are corrupt, getting some payoffs. It's higher level if they're detectives. We're in a lot of trouble. And by the way, they've caught them all over my state doing this, so it's not my opinion. And it's going to get worse and worse, because on these TV shows, they plant evidence, they torture, they lie, but it's always good. You know, the person's always guilty, and, you know, it's needed. And you need to ask yourself, why are all the cop shows, all of them, doing this? I mean, folks, every time I walk in to the television studio to do my show, and there's a cop show on TV, I'll stop for like 3 minutes, you see, they have TVs on all over the place in every office up there, and I'll sit there and watch it. And they're always torturing somebody, they're always framing somebody, they're always saying, the person says, I have constitutional rights. They go, no, you don't. You know, every episode has them saying that. It's just always in there, you know. And I know, folks, you watch television. I watch maximum 2 hours a week, and most of it's C-SPAN. My wife watches that while you were out and Trading Spaces, you know, where they do the fixing up houses. She watches that a couple hours a week. But there's even propaganda in that. I tried to watch that Irwin show, that environmental, you know, crocodile hunter show. There's always some police state land-grabbing environmentalist propaganda in that. I can't watch anything. Sometimes on the weekend, I'll tune into Turner Classic Movies and watch an old movie. And then that depresses me of how much things have changed in this country, in the world. But you better think about that. This is such an important point. That on the news they're saying torture's good, then you tune into the TV shows, torture's good, you tune into Frasier, gun owners are bad, and part of an anti-government conspiracy. On Friends, they announced it's the New World Order, get used to it. About 4 years ago, my wife's watching Friends, which she rarely watches, and I walked through, years ago she watched a little bit more, I walked to the room and they're saying, it's a New World Order, get used to it. I mean, what is that? It's propaganda placement. You know, Taco Bell and Pepsi and Coca-Cola pay to have Taco Bell and Coca-Cola and Pepsi in TV and dramas and sitcoms and, you know, TV and movies. But there's propaganda placement, too, folks. They have whole websites, the Screen Actors Guild does, of how to put anti-gun messages, ideas of how to put anti-gun messages in scripts. And then your script gets picked up if you have that in there. I've talked to Hollywood people. I've talked to high-level folks. This is admitted. And under Bill Clinton, this really started getting bad, but there were some news stories about it. You know, the government, the Justice Department, funding TV specials. Now it's bigger than ever, and the average person has no idea they're watching Running Man-type television.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience, who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hey boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is, and the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Los Angeles to Rhode Island. On the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're about to go to these loaded phone lines here in just a few minutes. Then I'm going to get into detail on the State of the Union propaganda. Then Bush says invasion halted Iraq weapons program. Block your ears to hear better on Japan's new bone phone. Japanese telecom carriers, pioneers of internet cable and picture snapping handsets have come up with a world's first mobile phone that enables users to listen to calls inside their heads by conducting sound through bone. Now, we talked about the 1954 patents on this, and FEMA admits with DARPA they're going to put these up on cell towers to mass broadcast. That was the Boston Globe last year. There's a hyperlink to that in my DARPA Engineering the Beast System article on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Just click on Contributors, and it says Alex Jones on Prison Planet. You can go read that, one of the first stories there. It's the third story down that I've written. You can link through to the articles as I make the claims. They're commonly going to put these in on the cell towers just to make announcements directly to your mind. And about 3 years ago, I had the CEO on of a company that by then had already put up thousands of Coke machines, that is, soft drink vending machines, that broadcast this beam that cannot be heard by the ear. It's not heard a regular system through the ear. It's heard by the middle ear. No one else can hear it. It just beams out, targets your head, and tells you to have a delicious drink. But again, I announce this and read mainstream news about it, and it still doesn't exist. Block your ears to hear better on Japan's new bone phone. And I have another article here about this. There's an Israeli company, and NASA's already put some of these systems in at airports. It's total quackery. They've proven that the old lie detector test that put hundreds of thousands in prison over the last 50, 60 years was always a complete fraud, was just experts saying, oh, it shows you're guilty or it shows you're innocent. Well, now they have a pair of sunglasses the police wear, and they ask you questions, and it tells them if you're a liar. It says because you get upset, you're a liar. Oh, yeah, they pull you over. They want to search your car. Are there drugs in your car? No. Oh, get out. Probable cause. The glasses say you're guilty. And then it'll take decades to prove to folks that that they put innocent people behind bars. I mean, now it's a pair of sunglasses. Listen to this. It may not be long before you hear airport security screeners ask, do you plan on hijacking this plane? A U.S. company using technology developed in Israel is pitching a lie detector small enough to fit in the eyeglasses of law enforcement officers, and its investors say it can tell whether a passenger is a terrorist by analyzing his answer to that simple question real time. It's from big technology, EE Times newspaper. The technology developed by a mathematician, Amar Lieberman, at Nimzoko in Zurin, Israel, for military operations, military insurance claim, and law enforcement use is being repackaged and retargeted for personal and corporate applications by V Entertainment New York. Our products were originally for law enforcement use. We get all our technology from Nemesis Co., but we need more development time for that application, said Dave Watson, Chief Operating Officer of Parent VLLC or VWorldwide.com. So we decided to come out sooner with a consumer version at CES. The company showed plain sunglasses outfitted with technology at the 2004 International CES in Las Vegas earlier this month. The system used green, yellow, and red color codes to indicate a true, maybe, or false response. At its CES booth, V Entertainment analyzed the voices of celebrities like Michael Jackson to determine whether they were lying. Besides lie detection, Watson said the technology can also measure for other emotions like anxiety, fear, or even love. Indeed, V Entertainment offers Pocket PC Love Detector. It's a total fraud. But they're already using this, and they're putting in a lot more complex systems at five airports as of 2 years ago with NASA and DARPA funding. Boston Logan, the first place they put it in, and it brain scans you. They actually scan your brain with a high-power MRI. Don't ask your permission. You just heard through, and it scans your brain, and they say if areas of your brain that show aggression or anxiety are heated up, they call you into a smaller room, put you under another CAT scan, and then start asking you questions. Can you imagine a science fiction movie 5 years ago claiming that in the future we would have this here? You'd get laughed at. But now it's in the airport, and just walk under the brain scanner, please. They also there at Boston and about 20 other airports, 22 now that have it. The feds have put in the scanning system, ground-penetrating radar is what it is, microbursts of transmissions, and it gives them a color image of your naked body in total detail down to the pores. And, of course, this is all recorded as well. You walk through them, and they just digitally record your naked body. So that's your freedom, too. There for you folks. I'm sure you've all heard about that. They've been telling you how wonderful it is for years now. And these ground-penetrating radar systems, the public stuff that you can buy, will pierce up to 4 feet of concrete. They turn it down real low, and it just goes through your clothes. And so they use that for body scanning. But they have mounted, as of 5 years ago, hundreds of major cities began getting Department of Defense grants to mount ground penetrating radar and other systems that do similar things on aircraft. It gives a crisp black and white image of everything you're doing in your home. Sounds like freedom again. And the average person has no idea this is even going on. I'm not talking about infrared or FLIR, folks. Okay, that's old 1960s technology. I'm talking about ground-penetrating radar. So, they're announcing they're going to start using this, the FBI, the police, airport screeners. They're already using the more advanced systems. And so you're now going to have a cop coming up to you with his stupid sunglasses. And then, oh, you were upset. That's their pretext to go ahead and search the vehicle, go ahead and take you into jail. Besides, you had a world almanac or a farmer's almanac or a road atlas in your car, and the FBI admitted 3 weeks ago that, well, we are doing this over Christmas, they said. We are doing this as just a pretext to go ahead and get folks downtown. This is something a lot of people have, and this gives our officers a pretext to go ahead and take them in if they're suspicious. So, I'm going to admit it right now on air. I know it's radical. I have a Texas map in my glove compartment. I have a Rand McNeely U.S. Road Atlas behind the seat in my truck. I'm sorry. I'm liberal. I'm evil. I'm pro-gun, too, so I'm liberal, even more liberal there for you on that. Okay, State of the Union, and there's so much other news, but I want to go to these calls. Bush says the Patriot Act's wonderful. We need to expand it. That's his words for reauthorize it. The open borders and total amnesty is not amnesty. Weapons of mass murder. Saddam had to be stopped. We need to go into more countries. I mean, it was all there for you. And so let's go ahead and go to Kevin in Boston and Chris, Leon, Ethan, Doug, and others. Kevin, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. You've been letting the facts get in the way of your understanding. I mean, you've been wrong about everything. All is going well. The economy, the war, jobs, great. And he said he wants, with his amnesty program, his jobs program, to only reward those who obey the law. And we found WMD doodles or notes or something related to WMD. They found something.
Well, you're right. And I guess I was wrong. I mean, yes, everything is going wonderfully, I apologize for not saying that wasn't the case.
I was wondering, you know, I'm from Boston here, and New England quarterback Tom Brady, I wonder, was he there to confuse the public what the Patriot Act is about? Like, maybe they think it's something to do with the football team? Or...
You know, I saw that. They cut to football players, to a quarterback, when they talk about the Patriot Act. And by the way, that's all scripted. You know, every time they talk about a particular issue, they cut to somebody, you know, old people, we want to take care of you, and they cut to a little old lady, or, oh, the installed governor we put in, let's cut to the western-looking Iraqi, and let's cut to a quarterback now. Patriot Act, here, let's cut to a quarterback. I mean, folks, that's what Fox News does now. They'll talk about the Patriot Act or the war or giving up our freedoms, and they'll cut to some sports news mixed in.
And did you notice the cheering when Bush started to state that many parts of the Patriot Act were about to expire, but before he could call for their being made permanent, because the spy-riddled, soil-soaked neocon bought-out media didn't notice that after in their summaries of the address. They seem
I'm tempted to air the first 10 minutes of the speech. Maybe we'll download that and air it. The great folks at Genesis might be able to, they've been doing so much. Maybe we should do that in the third hour, is because so much was said in the first, 12 minutes or so when Bush started his speech at 9/11 and went to a little bit past 10 Eastern, to see him up there. And yes, and hardly anybody clapped when he said how wonderful the open borders are. And when he said this is not amnesty, I saw the Democrats and Republicans laughing. Did you see that?
I did. I wasn't laughing.
But it's not an amnesty. It's total legalization of whoever's here, whoever can get here in perpetuity, bigger than anything ever done before, and they're going to bring foreigners in. on top of it, subsidize bringing even more in. By legalizing all the illegals, this rewards those that follow the law. That's like committing a murder and saying, well, we don't reward criminals. We're making murder legal retroactively for you.
Well, Ted Kennedy was shaking his head, disappointed and in disagreement, but it was only in November that he was up on stage with his father down there, talking about the good old days with Prescott when he was a boy, and they have their disagreements, but we're all Americans.
Well, look, what they do is they cut to the hated Ted Kennedy to balkanize and go, oh, the liberals against it, see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're not for open borders? Well, look, the liberal doesn't like it. Oh, well, then I'm for open borders, then, if Ted Kennedy doesn't like it.
He kept cheering himself for all those tax cuts that he's for, but, the folks know at this point that deficit spending is a form of a hidden tax increase. It's just deferred.
Well, our dollar being down by 42% is. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
And they've raised a bunch of other taxes, and they put mandates on the states who are all increasing taxes. And I've looked at the numbers. They've been broken down by conservative think tanks, by the way. Bush has actually increased taxes total. Go ahead and talk to Chris in Kentucky. Go ahead, Chris.
Actually, I'm in Austin.
Okay, I was told Kentucky. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Great points about the State of the Union last night. It is a complete travesty, I think, when the American public can just basically take this wholeheartedly and say, oh yes, that is what's going on. Oh yes, let's applaud. Let's go on further. Let's not be concerned with the 500 dead Americans from this so-called war. And I also emailed you about I think it was last week about the when Alan Dershowitz was in town.
Yeah, I got your email, and yes, I know who Alan Dershowitz is. You were asking in the email. He's the guy that says torture's good, concentration camps are good, the war in Iraq is good, and again, another Chucky Schumer, another Hillary Clinton liberal loving George Bush.
Oh, not to mention, I actually attended the speech because I got free tickets because I wouldn't ever pay money to go see him.
Yeah,
but
I'm not going to pay $30 to go confront Alan Dershowitz.
But what was kind of, surprising about it was how he was so, we got to fight for civil rights, and we got to fight for the little guy. That's why we got to fight for Mike Tyson and Leona Helmsley and O.J. Simpson. Yeah, those are the little
he's
people.
For the Patriot Act, he'll say, I'm for freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, in 1999, when they had the Baptist Church Youth Center shooting in Fort Worth.
Right.
He got on air. This is before I was internet savvy at all. I didn't know that CNN had a transcript of it. And it was good it was there because people didn't believe me. I saw him go, Christians deserve to die. They get what they deserve. These conservative Baptists support the Second Amendment. And they caused this to themselves. And I think that guy killed like 12 people, Larry Ashbrook. And I got on air and said, I saw Dershowitz say it was good. People said, I don't believe it. And then a caller called in, said, oh, yeah, here's the transcript. We posted it. I mean, imagine if we said it's good if Muslims are good if Hindus are good if...
you can't do that.
If Jews are killed. I mean, this guy is a sniveling demon.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that he was saying about was, well, I don't understand. What's the big stink about the national ID card? Oh, this is such good.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I didn't have to go hear his speech. I can read his news articles. Torture's good. He says ripping people's toenails out's the way to go. That's a quote, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Beating them with rubber hoses. He says camps are good. He says I hadn't heard the national ID card comment.
Oh yeah, and he said, well, there's three reasons why it won't happen in America. NRA. And that's the quote him. And it was like, okay.
Well, by the way, we already in 42 states have the federally mandated, funded, controlled, standardized national ID card. The other eight are signing on right now. They're federalizing the local elections. Everything's being taken over. Your driver's license is a national ID card. That is admitted.
Right.
Your bank card. Wells Fargo's coming out with a new national ID card for citizens and illegals. That will be accepted. Folks don't understand that. It's just your personal identification numbers hooked into the Matrix system.
And his argument was, and one thing I will give him much credit for is, as being a sly and cunning attorney, is how he just rolled from topic to topic.
You know, I'm for freedom. That's why national ID cards are good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm for freedom. Let's pull people's toenails out.
Oh, and plus he was completely for biometrics. Retina scan and fingerprint. What's wrong with that at the airport? We just want to make sure who you are.
Yeah, and of course it comes out now that the census before 9/11 was already put in the Matrix total information echelon system. Folks go, wait a minute, those things weren't around. Yes, they were. It's called NSA.
Yeah,
and they
exactly.
Come out with new names for programs. We fight with that program as they expand the control system.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, I can't. I've confronted Hillary Clinton, and I've confronted all these people, and I'm just sick of them. These sniveling liberals, I can't even get near them anymore. I just can't even look at them. I can't stand watching Bush. It was pure torture to watch him for an hour last night. Just the sniveling, lying, conniving death of America that he's perpetrated.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
We rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to Batman near and far.
I mean, what's going on in the mind of Alan Dershowitz that he gets up on TV and says, the day after a bunch of young people are killed at a Baptist church youth meeting, well, these right-wing Christian Baptists, they support, the Second Amendment, so they got what they deserved. And he just said it like it was normal. I mean, how hateful and wicked and sickening. And he's totally authorized. And he's totally supported. Oh, he's a good liberal. So I want people to think about that out there. And all this government power massing, and I know there's a lot of Democrats that listen, how are you for gun control? Because you were never raised around guns. You believe the lies about guns. If we have a tyrannical government, is it good for us to disarm ourselves? Stop being so foolish. Your party is the same as George Bush's party. New World Order whoredom. All right, we're about to go to Leon and Ethan and Doug and Ron and Russ and others. We will go to your calls quicker here in the next hour. I want to go into this State of the Union, read some of the disgusting quotes. We'll do that. I want to get back into WTC7 and the incredible developments there with the owner admitting that they ordered it demolished on September 11th. We'll also get in to government officials calling Blair a psychopath. We'll also get into student broadcaster suspended for God bless comment. And we have federal judges saying if people say God bless or the word God or Jesus at a valedictorian speech, they'll be arrested and put in prison for 6 months. That's your new free country, folks. See, now it's not separation of church and state as they first had it. Now it's, oh, you can't even have your views or speak them if it's in a public place. And study, census was used in information for terror profile. You see, folks? You see? And now they want to have a yearly census. And they demanded 54 questions on many of the census forms. How much money you got in the bank? You got a renter. Do they pay cash? What kind of stocks and bonds you own? They'd have some little bureaucrat with a little badge. Answer my questions. Answer them. They even had them knock down doors thinking they were police. I told you what this was all about, a total control grid. Before I end this hour and go back to your calls and detail all this news, it really is important for all of you to get my videos because the globalists can't censor those. And once you unlock a mind, people don't go back. The globalists have to reapply their lies daily. We only have to show somebody the truth once, unlock their mind, and then they see it all for themselves. And my videos are the best tool we found to do it. One of the newest films is Matrix of Evil with Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, a Republican and a Democrat talking about world government, 9/11, the PNAC, Colonel Craig Roberts, Frank Morales, myself. It's a great new film, a little over 2 hours long. Police State, Three Total Enslavement is amazing. 2 hours, 40 minutes gets into the New World Order, what it is, how it operates, its plans, its crimes. 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror. We carry a lot of other videos like Loss of Liberty about the USS Liberty. We carry Tex Mars videos. We've got other books and tapes. Go to Infowars.com or PresentPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping cart or call toll free to get the videos, the books, the CDs, the books on tape, all of it at 1-888-253-3139. When you get three or more of the videos, they drop down from $25.95 to $20 a piece. And many of the books are $12, and some of the books are $5. I mean, there's a lot of stuff we offer there on the site. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Next hour coming up.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides,
pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.